All right, Rob, well, here we are doing a little podcast. It's been a minute since we've jumped on the podcast outside of just a normal Sunday sermon, but we wanted to have an opportunity to let you introduce yourself to the church, give an opportunity to have them get to know you a little bit, what you're passionate about, what you're looking forward to being on staff here at Redemption. But just wanted to start by giving you a chance to introduce yourself. Who are you? What's your title here? And then in three words, what three words would you use to describe yourself right off the bat?
Right on. Hey, Isaac. It's good to be here, brother. So yeah, Rob Ammerman is my name, and so excited to be here at Redemption. And I would say that three words that would describe me, I would choose fun as the number one. Not that I am so fun, but I pretty much gravitate to it. I don't know that I bring it, but I would say that I pretty much eat, sleep, and drink fun. So you would have to experience that with me, say for yourself whether I'm fun or funny. But second one, I'd probably say passionate for everything that I'm involved in or interested in life. And the number one thing would have to be Jesus. He is my burning center, my most passionate pursuit. And then very closely under Jesus is my beautiful wife, Jennifer, and our children, Morgan, our daughter, and son, Benjamin. And Morgan is married to Ethan, and they have a beautiful daughter, Rosie Kristen, and Rosie calls me Gumpa. That's right.
That's a great grandpa name.
I'm Gumpa, yes. Our son, Benjamin, is engaged to be married to beautiful Deanna, and they have a wedding planned for this summer coming up. And so we have two children. Jennifer and I just love family life, enjoy that. Third thing that could describe me, so fun and passion definitely have to do with Jesus and my family. And then I would say probably easygoing. I don't like getting too riled up about things in life. I just kind of want to take things in stride. Really love spending time with people and listening and loving. And so a lot of times that takes someone who has a heart that's willing to be easy, to roll with it. So maybe those three things would be the things that would describe me.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Next thing I just want to know, just a quick kind of like, what is, I know we've heard pieces of it so far on Sunday morning, and you're getting to teach this Sunday, and we're going to get to hear a little bit more of it there, but what's just kind of like a quick version of your faith journey, and then how has that kind of led you to, not just in the doors of Redemption, but to be on staff here at Redemption?
Okay. Yes. So, I would say it's the best part of me, and a huge part of me. I came to faith at 14 years of age. Up until that time, I was very much of a skeptic about Jesus internally. On the outside, I would have said that I believed. I believed. We went to church. My parents, amazing, awesome followers of Jesus, just passionate about living their life for Jesus out loud, and I loved that. My older sister as well, my younger sister, younger than me 5 years, so she was that much younger than me. She was growing up. So, but when I was 14, a very good friend of mine, his sister was killed in a school bus accident, and Amy was a friend of mine too. But that was the crisis moment for me, where I realized that what I called my belief really was not a committed pursuit or a love for God or truly a life-giving pursuit. I really didn't believe. And that came to me, came to that, you know, really came to look at that when Amy died. And that very night came to faith. Jesus came into my room and just shredded me, changed my heart. The next day I remember getting up and just being so overwhelmed with joy in the middle of loss. And that was strange for me, that how could I feel the joy of forgiveness and the joy of salvation and the joy of, all of a sudden I just got it. All the things that I had heard growing up just clicked, that there is going to be an afterlife, and it's going to be with Jesus, and I'm going to be there. And so I began to pursue that now at that age, 14 years of age, and very quickly found out that I really enjoyed telling people about that, and was convicted about my previous life of, you know, that teenage punk, sassy, talking, thought I knew it all type kid that just realized that I really didn't know anything. And that came into my life, and I started to realize that following Jesus meant to follow and not to lead. And so I started believing in such a way that that put me second, and Jesus was first, number one. And so a lot of things had to die in my life. I really loved the sport of basketball and loved playing. My parents loved watching me play. And my dad and I played a lot of basketball together out in the front of the yard. And so, you know, my senior year, I got cut from the team, went through a series of things with all that, of just breaking my pride, breaking this stretching and breaking again. And from there, really got into trusting Jesus through the pain, through the hurt, and then found out that, oh man, I kind of like to sing. I like this. I like to sing, and I didn't feel like I was such a loser when I sang, because I had just, you know, been cut from this team. And so I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to pursue some music and see how I can do with that. And so I traveled with a group through high school, and then between my first and second year of college, I toured with a group all over the world. And that's where God really called me into ministry, and where I realized how small of a picture I had of God, and realized that He loved me way beyond where I thought He was, or my picture of Him. He wanted me to come out, to step out in faith, and start to believe Him in greater ways, so that I could live in such a way to truly give Him glory. And so I just started sharing that, singing about that. And along the way, then, after that year of touring, Jennifer and I met. She was a waitress. I walked in. I was hungry. I ordered some food. My dad was with me. He bet me $20. Couldn't get her number. Got her number. We dated. Fell in love. She is, you know, the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in my life. I love her. And we have two beautiful children. This is all a part of the messiness of ministry and loving and following Jesus. In the midst of that, then got a call to missions. Did some study and some work at Northwestern to study Bible and missions, cross-cultural ministries. And then started serving in the church, in the inner city church, and as thinking that I would start there while I'm in college. And through that, really got called to student ministry, which became a pursuit, a passion for around 25 years of ministry, and soul winning, really being passionate for the lost, discipling a lot of the kids that would come, that were saved, that wanted to pursue Jesus, but then also pursuing and being very passionate about lost people in general, and would pursue them, go where they were, you know, bring teams of people with me and just learn how to be around people that don't know Jesus and try to win their heart and love them. And then you know, I kind of got older, and as time went on, I started, doing other types of ministry, some preaching and, some care ministry stuff and, some, more shepherding ministry, leading, leaders, training people for ministry, all the while still doing student ministry, adult style of ministry. But all of this ministry stuff really, is good. It's what God calls us to, no matter what vocation we're in. But really what it came down to for me was loving and, experiencing and just being with Jesus. And, then, just, a few years ago, my dad went to heaven, and so that really threw us for a loop. When I say us, my wife and our family, our whole family, and it was unexpected. He was sick, but he was coming out of that, and we lost him, and that had still is a challenging thing for me every day. I think about that very close relationship with my folks, both mom and pop. But with him now in heaven and that distance between me and him, I've learned again another lesson about trust and faith and loss and how to believe that there is only one God and I'm not him, that he's in control and I am not, that Jesus truly does save. And he truly does love all those who seek him and is faithful to that and faithful to those who seek him. And so I continue to seek him with all that I am. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 6 months ago, our son came home one Sunday and he said, you know, Mom and Dad, I've been worshiping at this church. When I was in college, I started, it was called Salt Church. And that Salt Company, he was involved in some things, and I was like, wow, that's great, and tell us about that. And then 6 months ago, we just thought, well, we'll go check this out and see what Ben is so attracted to. And so when we went to Salt, I think it had just changed its name to Redemption. And we walked into that school, and we were just... In walking into the place, we could sense the presence of God, how people were communicating with each other. It was like a college-age student ministry. There's so many college-age kids. This isn't summertime, so we didn't expect that, but there it was. And we walked in, and we were just blessed by just walking in, sat down, and this guy, Isaac Schmidt, gets up there and starts leading the worship with his team, and I stood up, and I could not sing. I couldn't say a word. For one of the first times in my life, other than being broke down and all choked up at my dad's funeral or something like that, or in loss, I stood up and I couldn't sing because I was overwhelmed with this passion in the room that I saw all these people, all these students, mostly college students, the ones I could see, that were pursuing Jesus. I mean, they were getting after Jesus in worship. And, you know, we had seen that before, but not like that. And it just kind of rocked me. And I remembered once again, you know, how God moves. And this generation, for so many years, we prayed for that, for this generation. Student ministries reaching out to those actual students, that generation. And here they are now, just pursuing Jesus with everything. I remember back then thinking, man, there's so many obstacles in their way. There's so many divisions, so many things that could derail them. But here they are, pursuing, getting after Jesus passionately in their hearts, not just, it didn't seem like it was a Sunday faith. It seemed like this was a solid, deep faith that they had for their Savior, for their King. And so we kept coming. By the third Sunday, I could start to sing. And the preaching from day one, oh, we were just moved by Drew and others that were preaching. I think Tony preached, Austin preached, and then Drew was back again. And we just kind of kept coming. So the progression there along the way, then we found out that redemption was pursuing a role, looking for a community pastor, community or campus pastor. And so we looked into that and talked with the search consultant about that, and had various interviews and conversations about that. And before too long, we started talking to people here at Redemption, and then were pursued and hired on to come and join the team as community pastor. So the majority right now of my role, is exciting. It's a very fresh in that it's a role. It's a new role. The Redemption wants to be a multi-generational church, and so there's this pocket of people, teenagers, young families with teenagers. We're pursuing them and want so much to see that that generation here at Redemption. So that's a part of my role, is to build a student ministry and help develop that and build leaders and staff around that. That's something that I've done before, that I enjoy doing, and did that for quite a while. And for a long time, just was the guy, the student pastor in that spot. But that's really not what this will be. My role mostly in student ministry here will be to more of a design role, and then to build the team, the staff, to reach students. And maybe the other another thing then, secondary to that, is ministry to our connection groups, or just groups, discipleship, D groups in general. And have had quite a bit of experience in doing that, leading groups throughout the years, developing teams and staff and training around that, and just helping to develop discipleship as a whole, a system, which really all it, you know, Jesus is our greatest model, and to follow him, how he made disciples, to find how we can put that into practice right here at Redemption.
Love it. Thanks so much for sharing. Anything else that you would want the Redemption community to know about you as you kind of continue to enter this role and speaking for the first time on Sunday and just getting to know the church, having the church getting to know you? Any last things that you would want to throw into the ring?
Yeah, I would say one of the main things is that we are all in this together. We're pursuing Jesus together. And no matter where you are in your belief system or in your faith, Jesus does love you, know you, and has a plan for you. And I want to walk that road with you. I'm so excited to run the race with you, and to love you, and to know you and your family, and to bless you in any way that we can help, and to serve you, and to help you then take the steps to faith, to becoming a disciple, but also a disciple maker. Being a disciple of Jesus means that we make disciples and we multiply. There's fruit, but that all happens in time, that the right time, how we're wired, all those things come into play. And so that, I just really love that. I love building relationships. I love people in general. And so I look forward to spending that time getting to know you, your family, your kids, the plans that God has for you, your pursuit of that. I would love to walk that road and join you in it. So I'm excited about that. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to be in the spot on Sunday to proclaim the love of Jesus Christ, talking about the longest recorded prayer that Jesus prayed in the Bible, John 17. I'm just blessed and excited to be able to have that opportunity to do that.
We're looking forward to it. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time.
Right on, brother.
Great to know you. Looking forward to your ministry here at Redemption.
Yeah, you're awesome, Isaac. God bless you.